Yesterday, I decided to go for a walk by the river, and it was cloudy. It hasn't been raining that badly for a while, so I figured the river might be okay, but I would still wear my wellies just in case. Boy, oh boy, was I glad I was wearing my wellies because it would have been a very short walk if I hadn't. So, where we've had all that heavy rain at the end of 2022, some bits of the path have river water flowing over them. So you need wellies or you're going to get very, very wet. But then there was one bit, and it just looked like a muddy puddle. And then there was reeds, so I'm assuming kind of before the river had come closer to what was the path, but it wasn't there now because there was such a big puddle there. And I started to walk through this muddy puddle, and I got to a point where I felt my foot sink down a little deeper than was comfortable. So I backed up, thought I would try the muddy area to the right of it, that was closer to the river. Again, foot sank deeper than was comfortable, and yeah, so I stood there for a while wondering what to do. Got back to the start of the puddle, and then wondered, okay, am I just gonna turn back? But then I thought, no, I'm gonna try. And so what I did was I went along the side. Now, this involved going into some thorns, but I slowly kind of sidestepped my way along, scratched my hand in the process, but I made it. And there was this feeling of satisfaction that I had made it to the other side and I could continue walking for a lot longer. And I went walking a bit further, and then when I made my way back, I got to this puddle, and there were three lads coming the other way. And yeah, one of them had just abandoned his boots. They weren't welly boots, they were just walking boots. One of them was now wearing mud for boots. It didn't look like he had boots that much. And the other one seemed to have escaped quite well. I'm not entirely sure how. And there were other people, like there was a man that was like giving his daughters, so I assume there were his daughters' piggybacks over. And it got us all talking and connecting. And when I went to see Derren Brown with my partner Tony for his birthday in January, one of the themes of Derren Brown's show was it's those hard moments, it's actually pain and those difficult moments that connect us far more. And it made me realize as well, you know, these challenges, obviously it wasn't really that hard a challenge, but the challenging part of the river connected us much more than anything else did. You know, other people we bumped into along the way, you just say hi, or you know, the dogs might come and have a sniff or something, but that was it. It was very brief. But this difficult to get over muddy puddle part of the river provided far more of a point of connection, of a longer conversation than anything else. And I think that's a really lovely metaphor for. And we can often have these dreams of this ideal life of, like, you know, everything flowing smoothly, but actually it's the challenges, it's the difficulties that add the richness, that add the meaning, that help us connect more. So that's my little sharing for today.